Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Test your trivia knowledge against us as we test our trivia knowledge against Southside Jake when we come back with Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? That's right, Southside Jake back with us to test our sports knowledge. We got trees delivered, Doran. That's what that was.
That is right.
Two new fake trees in a conference room that, according to me, right now, look exactly like the trees that were just replaced.
Yep. Same ones.
Because fake trees, nothing bad happens to them. They're fake. Jake, how we doing, buddy? You have the bronchitis.
Yeah, I'm finally starting to feel a little bit better here. You know, it takes a little bit of time. But, yeah, I'm good. All good, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you sound like death. You ready to test our trivia knowledge?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. It's, you know, you feel that weather outside, and especially here in the morning. You know it's football weather. And you know what else?
Damn
time
right.
Time to get your furnace checked. Time to get that furnace checked. Let's go. But let's jump into the questions, I guess, right?
Let's do it.
All right, first one, here we go. What is the largest point deficit the Steelers have failed to come back and win? Have faced to come back and win. I'm sorry.
What the hell are you saying?
I'm sorry. We'll start this over. Oh, my goodness. Oh. What is the largest point deficit the Steelers have faced to come back and win?
Okay.
There we go. Does that sound a little bit more
so
right?
So pretty much the biggest comeback in Steelers history.
Yeah. Yep. All right. A, 21 points. B, 17 points. C, 33 points. Or D, 26.
Do the playoffs count?
Yes.
I think it was that Browns Fuamatu Maafala game with Dennis Northcutt.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember how far down they were.
I want to say 26.
26 sounds big. What were the options?
A, 21, B, 17, C, 33, or D, 26.
I actually think it's 17.
Okay.
But I don't want to be wrong and then you be right.
I think we go 17.
What? You sound horrendous. Let's go with 17 then.
All right. B, 17 locked in. That is incorrect, guys. It is actually A, 21. Hmm. And that was to the Ravens. Another blown lead by the Ravens in 1997. 42-34 win Steelers.
Hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, Ravens like to blow them leads, I guess, huh? All right.
Sound like Dana Holgorsen at a press conference.
What is the largest point lead blown by the Steelers?
Ooh.
A, 15. B, 21. C, 18. Or D, 13.
Man. I'm trying to think.
I'll tell you this. It probably didn't happen in our lifetime, just before we were born.
Then I have
it
no
was in the
50-50.
Yeah, let's do the 50-50. Good call.
Great. Great call. Okay, staying on the board is B, 21 or C, 18?
I think it's a trick question. I think they're both 21.
I'm going with my guy, Doran Dickerson.
B, 21.
That is incorrect. Oh. It is C, 18. Now, Steelers fans, Steelers tread lightly. This was against the Seahawks in 1981. So, 21-24 loss, 18-point lead blown. So, again, we don't want to see history repeat itself.
All right, hit us with the final question. We lost.
Oh, my God, you're so sad. You're so sad. All right, against this franchise, the Steelers have the worst winning percentage. 28 games, 8 wins, 19 losses, and 1 tie. A, Green Bay Packers. B, New York Giants. C, San Francisco 49ers. Or D, Chicago Bears.
Repeat the question one more time.
Against this franchise, the Steelers have the worst winning percentage. 28 games played, 8 wins, 19 losses, and 1 tie. A, Green Bay Packers. B, New York Giants. C, San Francisco 49ers. Or D, Chicago Bears.
I want to say the Bears.
I want to say the Giants.
Should we phone a Callis?
I kid you not. I was between Packers and 49ers.
I don't think it's the Packers because, I mean, at least in my lifetime, I remember a fair amount of wins over the Packers. I remember some gut-wrenching losses to the Bears.
Only reason why I say Giants is because of Mara. And I feel like they played a lot because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have played them all the same, it sounds like, yeah, roughly.
I will give you guys this.
Oh.
You two are very close.
How can we be very close? How can we be close? There's 4 answers.
So one is the most. One is the other one is the second most.
All right, let's go with the Giants.
Okay. B, New York Giants, you are wrong. It is D, Chicago Bears.
Get the hell out of here. Goodbye, Jake. Thank you for your time. Go fix a furnace.
That was bad.
Go fix a furnace.
Bad.
All right, boys. I'll catch you later. Thanks.
Thanks, Jake.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.